I like this. Now there's a real debate on what the Diesel went through. If you missed it, as we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, my friend the Diesel, Kristen's good friend, he went to Chipotle and ordered a quesadilla. And they said, sorry, app
only. Sorry, fella. App only. Sign out front should have told you.
But Apple. I'm here. Yep.
Yeah.
Is that now? You guys seem to be way more versed, the young folk in the crew, with Chipotle's menu than me. Is that the only thing that you have to order through the app?
Diesel said
not
it was.
In person.
Diesel said it was the only thing.
The only single item. I think they also have like family packs that
like
they
for
call
group order.
Yeah, like that they say is a digital item only.
Well, that makes sense, well, I guess.
He said it was on the board with everything else. Is he staring at the big board? Wanted to change it up because he's always just a burrito man, and he went with quesadilla.
Can you add anything to the quesadillas or just cheese? And
how would he know?
I don't know.
I'm asking the wrong
don't
guy.
Don't ask. You're asking the wrong people.
Let me look here.
Is it just cheese?
Hey, I'm sure you could probably put the accoutrement on there. Yeah.
Well, now, B.B. Shane's theory is it's because it takes longer to cook.
You got to griddle it.
Griddle it.
I mean, you know, bowls and burritos, you can just sling those all day. You don't got to cook them. But yeah, the quesadilla, it takes a little bit longer.
It does. But now, Salsarita's, and that's where we go, they'll, you know, my daughter likes a quesadilla. And I order it, and they stick it on the griddle thing. And by the time I'm at the cash register, it's done. You know, because you can walk down that
go through
line.
The bean dance.
Yeah, Chipotle.
Yeah.
What you red get, beans or black beans? Yeah, okay.
White rice, brown rice.
After
what's
all
your protein?
Those questions are thrown at you. Yes, then it's done.
Queso's extra.
But you're saying
guac's extra.
Always.
You say Chipotle is busier.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, the amount of orders that come through Chipotle are probably double or triple the amount at your place.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't doubt that. So they've gone to one guy makes the quesadillas only. But boy,
hey,
that's the one person you don't want to hit with that.
So yeah,
Diesel doesn't like it. More retail roundup. Target, there's a rumor online that Target is getting rid of their toy department, and they have said that is not true, but they are streamlining the toys and getting rid of some toys to make more room for other items in the store. So there'll be a smaller toy department. They say this is
pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a strategic plan for a new chapter of growth. And the highlight is they are expanding groceries and beauty products, and the toy store has to give.
Groceries make sense.
Yeah, so the grocery section gets bigger at the expense of the toy section, which gets smaller.
I guess kids just get toys on Amazon now?
I guess.
I mean, I have young nieces, and Target is the one place that they still go, and they're like, okay, you can each pick a toy.
You know, when Toys R Us went under, it was the reason was Walmart and Target and Amazon just knocked out of business. You know, there's no reason to go to just a toy store.
Disappointing to know no one will feel the joy of the toy department, though. When I was a kid going to Toys R Us,
that store.
Highlights.
Don't even get me started, bro. I'm crying over here, man.
That will make me cry.
All I do is cry.
I know. I feel like you.
Yeah.
I know. A lot of people are saying that.
You know, when I go to Target and I'm in, if I pass by the toy section, there are no children there. It is all teenagers and adults.
Really?
I mean, there's no kids picking out their toys or anything.
Really?
I don't know if people are going there just for gifts for other people, but I see a lot of teenagers in the toy section.
They're also cutting sporting goods and electronics, which will
smaller. Ooh, electronics is shocking.
More grocery, more health and beauty, more baby products. Cuts to electronics, sporting goods, and toys. So you'll see smaller section in Target. I wonder if those now electronics are those ordered on Amazon all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I still feel like maybe not, but I think of Target as selling TVs and
I do too.
You know, still selling.
They sell a lot of Apple stuff. They sell the Beats by Dre stuff.
Yeah, I thought so.
I don't know how much they sell if it's worth it.
You know, West Coast Bob is in here. He's now been forced off mic. Because B.B. Shea came in and said, hey, man, get out of my seat.
Beat it. You're at my workstation.
This is quesadillas only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get out of my chair.
Bob's an online offer only.
What are you doing here? Get out of here. West Coast Bob's taking pictures of Chris Dim and all of us as we get down to Chris Dim's final day. He was just talking about Buc-ee's while we were in commercial break. He's not been to one. Apparently, 38 have received an F from the Better Business Bureau because they did not pay attention to customer complaints. And that's the only reason.
Well, that's not the Board of Health. That's just the Better Business Bureau.
Better Business Bureau. Not the Board of Health. Just the Better Business Bureau. To which most people say, so what? The Better Business Bureau. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if they graded this show, you don't respond to customer complaints.
No.
That's fact. I do not.
What would this show get from the Better Business Bureau?
F, I do not. I block it. What's by my compl- I just block you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do say, you're right. I failed you. I'm sorry. I must do better.
That's occasionally. You go through a phase.
Once in a
like
while.
Like every full moon.
Yes. Once in a while, I'll do that. Yeah. Otherwise, I just block you.
Yep. Yep.
I have told y'all, you know, I still work for Marco's Pizza handling customer service complaints. Mm-hmm. And I've told you all I can tell the age based on the threat of what they'll do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm taking my complaint to the Better Business Bureau. You're 50 and above.
Right.
You know, I'll do a Google review.
Yeah.
You're a millennial.
I know.
You know.
I'm going to make a TikTok.
Gen Z is, I made a TikTok about my incident. It's going viral.
Right.
Yeah.
I get asked, something asked me to review. Oh, and I, oh, my Monarch app. I have a new, it tracks my portfolios.
Mm,
yeah. It's called Monarch, and you can see your net worth every single day.
Going down right now.
Big time red. A lot of red arrows pointing down. But it asked me to rate it the other day. And so I gave it a 5. I was like, 5 out of 5. But then it says, write this Google review. What a pain, you know, to try to. I didn't even do it, but I just thought, I'm not going to do that. I guess they want them so badly, though.
Yeah, they want the app review. So when somebody in the app store, you know, they don't want just a 5. They want you to say,
yeah,
I love this app. This app is so easy to use. It's great.
Because this and that. An update. Last week, Chris Dim and a Dim Report brought us the story of the teenagers in Georgia who accidentally ran over their teacher. So tragic. They were toilet papering his house as a prom prank, which they've done a few years in a row. The teacher is unbelievably popular, but as he went out there to sort of fake chase him or whatever, he slipped, fell in front. As the kids were getting away, one of them ran over the teacher. They stopped and tried to administer first aid, but he died at only age 40. I mean, it was really bad. They've dropped all charges. Again, at the request of his wife, they've dropped all charges against the teenagers. His widow said, we don't want any more of that. You know,
yeah,
she loved those kids.
Yeah, she said that he would have been totally against them being charged.
Yep.
That he only ran out there not to get them in trouble, but he was excited he caught them because it is kind of a school tradition.
Exactly.
And, I mean, already those kids are going to have to live with that
I know.
For the rest of their lives. And she said, I don't want to add to that.
That's right. So they decided not to charge them with anything.
Yeah.
Biggie, are you ready for your high-low today? Let me make sure I get this right. A guitar has sold at auction. Maybe Chris Dim will know about it. It's David Gilmour's guitar.
Mm.
The Black Strat guitar sold at auction. He played. We have some of the music that he played this on. He played it on Money, Shine On You Crazy Diamond, and Comfortably Numb.
Oh. Okay.
This is from the last time it was played live in concert with original members of Pink Floyd at London's Hyde Park. This audio is. It has sold at Christie's. Gilmour used it on every Pink Floyd album from 1970 to 1983. All right. A Biggie high-low. How much did it sell for? Are you ready?
That's a huge guitar, yeah.
How much money did David Gilmour's guitar sell for? Go.
$12 million.
Higher.
$20 million.
Lower.
$18 million.
Lower.
$15 million.
Lower.
$14 million.
Higher.
$14.5 million.
Yes. $14.5 million.
Sounds about right.
Most expensive guitar ever sold.
Did he sell it himself? Is it Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, he went on Facebook Marketplace and sold it.
Cleaning out the closet.
For $14.5 million. They met at a gas station.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah.
You want to meet in public. Yeah,
public place. Right.
You know, prove to me you played this one. I can't.
Then he's got to play it, you know, to show
I got the arthritis. I can't play now.
I'm impressed. I don't even know where I would have started. I could have started at $1 million or $100 million.
Yeah. When you named those songs and the popularity of Pink Floyd, I knew I was going to start high.
I wonder why he's selling it.
It's very impressive.
Is this part of the Jim Irsay collection?
Oh, I don't know. Did he own?
The past owner of the Indianapolis Colts is selling a whole bunch of rock and roll memorabilia, and I think this was part of it.
Boy, look at you.
Wow.
This guy right here.
So it wasn't Gilmour's?
No, it wasn't Gilmour's because Irsay bought it.
Irsay had already bought it.
Also part of the collection was Kurt Cobain's guitar he played on Smells Like Teen Spirit. I think the drum set Ringo Starr used on the Ed Sullivan Show and a whole bunch of other stuff that he had collected over the years.
You know what? Right. I'll tell you this, BB Shane. Mm-hmm. West Coast Bob is right about you. You're quirky, but you know some stuff. I quote her, like, quote from earlier. He said, I'm quoting now. Yeah. Red, she said, Red Rachel's fantastic. And that BB Shea, he's quirky, but he knows some crap.
Right under the bus.
No, he's good. I mean, he was saying it in a nice way. Stuff. He was saying, you're quirky, sure. But you know some stuff.
Now, I didn't say anything about Red Rachel.
No, he didn't. No, he did not.
Well, he's a redhead, so I respect that.
Okay, okay. And BB Shea, listen to what BB Shea did this weekend. His girlfriend, how long you been dating?
8 or 9 months.
Biggie, you'll think this is right on par for him now. They were set to go salsa dancing on Saturday night. And then last second, a friend of his says, hey, I got 2 tickets to the ACC championship game if you want to go. Duke versus Virginia. Duke, his favorite team. Mm-hmm. And he says, sorry, going salsa dancing with my lady. And did it.
Yeah.
Smart. Very smart.
She called me an idiot for not taking the tickets.
I like it. I like it, though. I think you did the right thing. You went, and how was the salsa dancing?
It was sucked, dude.
Okay.
Oh, really?
It sucked. It's so hard.
It's not easy.
It is not easy. Oh. And it's hot. Mm. And, like, there are cats in there who have been dancing for years, and they're just showing off. Also, here's the thing
was
about...
Was there a band or the DJ?
It was just a DJ, just music playing. Here's the first of all, the guy leading it was wearing a Juan Soto Dominican Republic baseball jersey, which immediately pissed me off. Then... The thing about dancing culture is people just go dance with random people. I'm sitting there talking to my girlfriend, and she goes, okay, hold on 1 second. And then starts going and dancing with some old guy.
Oh, really?
Just ditches me to dance with some old cat.
You can do that. Salsa dancing.
You can just do that. And she goes, don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
Can she salsa dance?
She has a lot of experience salsa dancing.
So this was your first time?
This was my first time. She's been salsa dancing for 5 or 6 years.
I think that's, you can tell where you are in the relationship. 8 months in, you turn down Duke, Virginia tickets in the ACC championship.
I can't get high anymore.
Nope.
Not going to major sporting events, so I'm pretty much a changed man now.
I feel like it was the right move, though. I told him. I said, I think you made the right choice that night. Now, it's only going to get worse from here.
All right.
But, yeah.
Right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Then you'll get – now, here's where I am in my relationship. My wife, and Kristen knows about these things, she went to Costco on Friday and bought some new towels. And she said, there's a new towel for you when you take your shower. It's like, oh, new towels. $8. Yeah.
She just yells prices of everything at you.
Yeah. On clearance. I said, well, that sounds okay. Nice. I said, well, I'm happy we got new towels.
Yeah, I like
$8.
The new towels.
$8. What do you want? We're doing this now, too. Chris Tim doesn't know about it. I'll be crying. Some people from your past are weighing in on your retirement. It's our first one. We started this week because you have 8 days to go. You'll know this guy. He used to do middays here on our flagship, Rock 92, and he has a message.
Well, hello, Mr. Dem. John Amberg here. You might remember me as the guy who showed you around the studio back in April of 1989. Well, here we are, 37 years later, and it can finally be said, you owe it all to me. Seriously, radio is a crazy business. And some of the characters you meet along the way stay with you and become friends. I am honored to count you as one of the great friends I made in my time on the air. We had some terrific times, saw lots of great concerts, had a million laughs. You once said that we must have read the same Mad magazines growing up. Chris, no one has made me laugh more or as hard as you did. Your talent is only exceeded by your heart. You were the very first visitor my wife and I had after the birth of our first child, who, by the way, is now 35. I'm proud to have worked with you and even more proud that we stayed friends all these years. And now, after living the dream of every morning show personality, you get to fulfill one more. The one where you go out on top, on your own terms, with the wind at your back. Chris Dem, you did it all, and you did it right. Go with God, my friend.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Wow.
Wow.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
I know. Well, there's more of those to come. A lot of people have done that.
John was a class guy. Always has been a class from the day I met him.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
He sat right here for a long time, John Amberg. He was a good – he's a good
guy. The best.
I didn't know he had kids, but
he's a grandpa.
Wow. Yeah. It'll be harder compiling yours. Oh, that son of a bitch! Oh, yeah. You're recording? I'm ready.
We'll have to use AI for that.
Yeah, we might.
That will be harder.